live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the housing minister has come under further pressure as he is being blamed for a lack of progress on social housing in Donegal. Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing for information regarding the whereabouts of Rhonda O'Loughlin. Further strike action is planned for next week at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gaydor. And Gardaí are investigating an aggravated burglary in the Dobeig area of Fannid. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil he will not become involved in deciding where new acute beds will be allocated in the hospital service. In the Dáil this afternoon, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue highlighted the number of times Letterkenny University Hospital has been among the most overcrowded in the country. Today there were 34 people awaiting inpatient beds there. Deputy McConlogue urged the Taoiseach to intervene after Letterkenny was excluded from a beds announcement earlier this year. Responding, Mr Radker said Fianna Fáil had cut beds and that's now being reversed. However, he stopped short of making any specific commitments.
If there were 30 patients waiting on trolleys yesterday in Letterkenny University Hospital. In 2016, we saw 2,000 instances of patients waiting on trolleys. That went up in 2017 to 5,000 patients waiting on trolleys in Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of that year. When you visited the county 2 weeks ago, you decided not to visit the hospital to meet with management and to assess the pressure that, staff were experiencing. The hospital have put a proposal to you last year costing €1.8 million to staff to provide additional staff to reopen a 19-bed ward, which would alleviate some of the pressure on the hospital. They have put that proposal to you again this year. Will you, Taoiseach, take the measures necessary to ensure that that funding is delivered and to alleviate some of the pressure on them, and not to see a scenario this winter where the patients of Donegal and other counties to boot, but Donegal in particular, will be facing into a crisis situation?
There have been extra beds brought into the system this year. As you know, a decision was taken by, Fianna Fáil during the boom to reduce the number of beds in our acute hospitals. We reversed that decision around 2014-2015, have been increasing the number of acute beds since then. I won't be making individual decisions on which hospital those extra beds go to, but there will be extra beds.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing for information regarding the whereabouts of Rhonda O'Loughlin. The 34-year-old was last seen on Sunday last at Bridgetown in Lahey. She is described as 5'5" in height, of a slim build with brown auburn hair, and was last seen wearing a red top and grey tracksuit bottoms. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon. Further strike action is planned for next week at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gaydor. SIPT workers at RAP say they will engage in further strike action following yesterday's 16-hour work stoppage if the company fails to enter into discussions with them. The 24-hour stoppage is due to commence next Tuesday, October the 2nd at 7 a.m. Regional organiser Declan Ferry says they remain available to enter into discussions with the company at any time.
Firstly, I would like to thank everybody that came out and, participated in the 16-hour stoppage, and all the local community that gave us tremendous support. From the local community, it was a fabulous support they gave us, and even people came in from Derry, 8 girls from Derry that gave us great support too, also on the picket lines. So from our point of view, the picket line was, fabulous. It was a great response to our campaign, our fight against looking for trade union recognition from the management of RAP.
And are you hopeful for some engagement with the company, maybe some contact from the company today?
Absolutely, we always remain available for talks. This is what this is all about. You know, at the end of the day, we're only looking for the fundamental rights and principles of, trade unionism, and looking for recognition for our members who are looking for a voice in the workplace that they don't have at the minute.
Now, I'm sure your position still stands as it did yesterday, that if the company don't engage with those workers, that more strike action is on the cards.
Yeah, well, we've already notified the company yesterday that our intention to take another 24-hour stoppage next Tuesday, the 2nd of October, and that will go on until Wednesday, the the 3rd of October, Wednesday morning. So our members are going to take further work stoppages until management sees sense and talking to their union.
TD Catherine Byrne is expected to meet with the Taoiseach this evening about the motion of no confidence in the Housing Minister. It's unclear if the junior minister will back Owen Murphy tonight over his handling of the crisis after meeting with him earlier today. Minister Murphy isn't impressed with the Sinn Féin motion.
You know, I think given the severity of the crisis that we're facing, we could expect something a little bit more responsible from the opposition than just protest or stunts and motions with no substance. I think it's very unfortunate that Sinn Féin are not coming forward with actual proposals this evening that we could debate and perhaps agree on.
Meanwhile, the Housing Minister has come under further pressure as he is being blamed for lack of progress on social housing in Donegal. It's been revealed that in the county there are currently 3,837 people on the social housing waiting list, with 650 of those affected by MICA. Councillor Albert Doherty says an action plan must be implemented to help assist homeowners affected by MICA.
We're closing 4,000 need here, and over the next 3 years we have a 441 or so delivery. Totally inadequate, and at a budget time with government and confidence in supply, we should be knock, knock, knocking on the door of finance and Owen Murphy's door. And it's one of the reasons why over Owen Murphy's career in this post, there will be a vote of no confidence in him pushed by Sinn Féin, and he needs and his government needs to address the housing issue, particularly in Donegal.
In terms of the council's response to you, they have said that they are drawing up a list and they're going to ask the department for funding, particularly to tackle these houses with defective block issues. But I suppose, are you concerned that this isn't moving fast enough?
Yes, I'm thinking it's a totally inadequate response. I do welcome the fact that the council now has, as if it was a book under the counter, to put down costs and spend in having to address a significant need. Indeed, I've seen that happening in Carndonagh. But there's a significant amount out there on our tenants, and we have a responsibility to their health and safety, and that's why we have to be proactive. And I also mentioned how the heartache of another winter is playing on many, many families in the Inishowen and in the county of Donegal.
Gardaí are investigating an aggravated burglary in the Dobeg area of Fonid. It's believed two men entered the property at around 8:15 on Sunday evening. The men were subsequently arrested in Strabon after the PSNI were alerted by Gardaí in Donegal. Gardaí provided police with a description of a car and the distinctive accents of the two men believed to have been involved. The men were arrested by the PSNI in a car park close to the Lifford-Strabon border and taken to Oma Police Station. Donegal County Councillors have unanimously supported a motion calling on the Council to ensure all citizens in Donegal have access to leisure centre amenities. The motion was put forward by Inishowen Councillor Jack Murray, who called for the reopening of Buncrana Leisure Centre to remain a priority. The local authorities say they are actively engaging with Buncrana Leisure Centre Community Company to progress plans for the provision of an enhanced leisure centre. Councillor Murray says he is hopeful progress on reopening the centre can be made in the near future.
Put in perspective, the Buncrana Leisure Centre closed 3.5 years ago. To date, we've no start date for works, we've no funding coming from the council secured. So people are getting very, very frustrated in Inishowen because it's much wider than just the Buncrana Leisure Centre. That leisure centre services the whole of Inishowen, the entire population. It's often said it's a county bigger than County Louth and a population of 45,000 people. So I think they're entitled to a leisure centre just like every other citizen in the county. So I ask that the council would deal with this as quickly as possible. Any obstacles, be it bureaucratic or for any other reason, are removed, and that this is made an absolute priority for Donegal County Council. And I'm happy that that's unanimously supported by the councillors of every part of this county, and we will move forward this as quickly as possible.
Yeah, they have said that they are going to meet with the company in the next few weeks. Obviously, you would be hopeful of some significant progress thereafter.
Yeah, and I would have to credit the council. There has been plenty of engagement with the committee, and that's been ongoing for a number of years, but I think from the wider community's perspective, people are getting very, very frustrated. 3.5 years later, what we thought was going to be a very short temporary closure remains on. People are starting to lose a bit of faith that this will ever open, and that's why I brought the motion. So to reassure people that we as councillors are fully behind the leisure centre, we want to get it back up, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure that there is a swimming pool in Mulcrana as soon as possible.
People have a right to know the president's spending is being reviewed, according to a member of the Public Accounts Committee. It was revealed earlier that the president receives a payment of €317,000 a year. How that money is spent can't be examined by the public spending watchdog or the government. The president's office says it's spent on things such as state dinners and other functions held in the Arras. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSherry believes more accountability is needed.
It's not the amount of money, indeed. This allowance or whatever it is that none of us know anything about, it's not taxable, it's not anything. It could be a million. That's not the point. We are entitled as public to know that you're auditing this, that you're having a look at this, that this is done in the right way, that it's not some kind of a... Even the perception of it being some kind of a slush fund is damaging to my mind.
Meanwhile, Sean Gallagher has hit out at RTE for failing to properly organise the first presidential debate. Himself and his fellow Dragons Den star Peter Casey officially submitted their nomination papers today for next month's election. Sean Gallagher says RTE should have checked whether all candidates were available for the debate. But Peter Casey says Michael D. Higgins' excuse is a lame one.
I think it would be certainly beneficial if the president was there. I think that, you know, he's got some lame excuse. Prince Edward would have waited.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. In the tribute match today to Liam Miller, Dennis Irwin, John O'Shea and Ryan Giggs all started for the Manchester United 11 that faced a combined Celtic and Irish side at Parc a Chaoimh this afternoon. Kevin Kilbane, Richard Dunne and Robbie Keane were among the starters for the green side. Almost 43,000 fans attended the game that pitted a number of Miller's former colleagues against one another. A Dennis Irwin penalty and a Lewis Saha finish for United, with Robbie Keane replying for the Manchester, gave the Manchester United team a 2-1 half-time lead. Colin Healy, he came on as a second-half sub. He equalised in the 81st minute. Went to a penalty shootout, and in the fifth penalty, Mark McNulty had come on the second half. The current Cork goalkeeper saved from Ian Hart, and Dion Dublin stepped up to score the winner for penalty one for Manchester United. So a great tribute today to Liam Miller. In other soccer news, Liam Buckley's tenure in charge of St Patrick's Athletic has come to an end. A statement on the club's website said the decision was made by mutual consent. With four games remaining in the season, Pats sit sixth in the SSE Electricity Premier Division. Saturday's 3-1 loss at home to a largely second-string Bohemian side was their 15th league defeat of the season. Since retaking the reins in December 2011, Buckley led the Inchicore club to the Premier Division title in 2013, and while also ending their FAI Cup hoodoo in 2014. On the pitch tonight, Dundalk could well be all but crowned SSE Electricity League champions for the fourth time in five seasons tonight. Victory over Kenny Shields' Derry City at Oriel Park will move Stephen Kenny's side 12 points clear of Cork with four games to play, and they have a vastly superior goal difference. Kick-off at Oriel Park tonight's at 8 o'clock. Cross Channel, Manchester City, they begin their bid to retain their English League Cup tonight. 7 months after lifting the trophy, the first of the Pep Guardiola era at Wembley, City travelled to the Kassam Stadium for a meeting with League One outfit Oxford United. Manchester United, they welcome Championship promotion chasers Derby County to Old Trafford. Also tonight, Wolverhampton Wanderers and Leicester City, they meet in an all Premier League encounter at Molineux. Bournemouth, they play Blackburn. Burnley, their way to Burton Albion. Fulham travel to Millwall. Crystal Palace, they take on West Brom at the Hawthorns. In some other news, former Manchester United striker Giuseppe Rossi is facing a doping ban after testing positive for a banned substance. The Italy international was tested after a game for Genoa, his team at the time in May. He failed because of a substance commonly found in eye drops, but he's denied using them. Rossi also had a spell at Newcastle in 2006. Meanwhile, Manchester United have announced record-breaking revenues as well as a wage bill of nearly £300 million pounds per year. The club brought in £590 million in 12 months up until the end of June. Operating profits have dropped by nearly half to £44 million. Back to action on the pitch tonight in the Irish Premiership. There's three games down for decision. Ards, they host second place Glenavon. Coleraine, they play Ballymena United. And bottom club, Dungannon Swifts, play Crusaders. Now, there's one game down for decision tonight in Ulster Senior League, which got underway at the weekend. Bonagie United, they host Finn Harps Reserves out in Bonagie this evening. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. In Gaelic Games, All-Ireland champions Dublin have secured 14 nominations for the 2018 TG Ceathair All-Star Ladies Football Team. Beating finalist Cork, they make up 12 places of the 45-person shortlist. Donegal, they've got 8 nominations. They're Ciara Hegarty, Teresa Doherty, Nicole McLaughlin, Deirdre Foley, Katie Hearn, Karen Guthrie, Geraldine McLaughlin and Yvonne Boner. Galway, they got 3 and Cork 2, while there was 1 apiece for Armagh, Cavan, Mayo, Sligo, Tipperary and Tyrone. The final 15 will be revealed at City West Hotel on December the 1st. In other news in Gaelic Games, Liam Sheedy says he always felt he'd be given the chance to return as Tipperary hurling manager. The Porto man's return was ratified at a meeting of the county board last night and he's been handed a 3-year term. Sheedy left the Tip job in 2010 after leading them to a first Liam McCarthy in 9 years. At the time of his departure, Sheedy cited work commitments as a reason for leaving, but with a new local job, he has succeeded to take over from Michael Ryan. In golf, Tiger Woods has been out practicing with the USA Ryder Cup team in Paris today. The newly crowned PGA champion partnered Phil Mickelson as they played on a 4-ball with Patrick Reed and Bryson DeChambeau. Jordan Spieth, he began his practice alongside Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. Meanwhile, for Europe, the guessing game of who will partner who in the opening morning of the Ryder Cup on Friday is well underway. FedEx Cup champion Justin Rose, he played alongside Sergio Garcia in a 4-ball with Henrik Stenson and Alex Noren on the Paris course today. John Rahm, he played with Rory McIlroy. And Tommy Fleetwood, who is former European number one, he says the European players might have a slight advantage over the USA.
I think I played the French Open 4 times and didn't do any good, and then on the 5th time I won. So knowledge can only be a good thing, but whether it'll make a massive difference, maybe it's a little advantage, but like I say, it's the best players in the world that are out here.
Yeah, that event gets underway on Friday morning. In boxing, Billy Joe Saunders has been fined £100,000 by the sport's domestic governing body for offering to supply Class A drugs. It's after a video emerged of the WBO middleweight champion encouraging a woman to carry out sex acts in exchange for crack. He's apologised. The British Boxing Board of Control has also handed him a severe reprimand. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. Donegal County Council is to call on the government to give the 2 extra MEP seats which are earmarked for Ireland to Northern Ireland. The country is to receive the 2 extra seats post-Brexit. However, Councillor Jerry McMonagle put forward a motion suggesting that people in the North still need a voice in the European Parliament. Councillors had conflicting views on the issue, resulting in a recorded vote with the majority voting in favour of the motion. Councillor McMonagle believes the North is a very unique case and people's rights and the Good Friday Agreement must be protected at all costs.
This has been supported by the Taoiseach himself, who just recently said that in the negotiations that they will maintain and support the right of the people in the North to remain EU citizens, and another Irish government will not abandon the people in the North again. What I'm asking now is for them words to turn into action, and that legislation which can be enacted by the Irish government that would allow for those 2 MEP seats to be given to the people in the North who the majority of voted to remain within the EU, and to ensure that the rights that were afforded to them through the EU around workers' rights, environmental rights, civil rights are still maintained and allowed to have a copper fastening of the Good Friday Agreement.
Now, your motion went to a recorded vote. Overwhelmingly, councillors did vote in favour of your motion, but not without some debate. However, you are welcoming that debate. You feel that this issue in general isn't being talked about enough, or action isn't being taken.
That's correct. I think we're sleepwalking into this Brexit. I think some of the comments there today in the chamber that there won't be a hard border, the people who are living, who are saying that, are living in cloud cuckoo land. There's one thing that has happened all through this year, is that the European Union are insistent that the Irish citizens in the six counties' rights are not impinged upon or infringed upon by Brexit. If there is to be a Brexit, if Britain is pulling out, then of course there's going to be a hard border. The people who's going to suffer are the people who are living in the border counties and the six counties.
Nurses and midwives in Blanchardstown in Dublin held a lunchtime protest at the entrance to Conley Hospital today. The demonstration was a bid to highlight what they say are unsafe staffing levels and overcrowding. Event organiser with the INMO, Lorraine Monaghan, says there are currently 50 vacancies at Conley Hospital alone.
The pay of nurses and midwives is too low. Nurses and midwives are going elsewhere. They're going to the UK, Australia, Canada, the US, where they are valued and they receive better pay and conditions.
There are fears over the survival of the Donegal Gaeltacht in the wake of the proposed post office closures in the county. 17 post offices in Donegal face closure under an agreement between AmPost and the Irish Postmasters Union. The issue of vulnerable post offices topped the agenda at yesterday's sitting of Donegal County Council. The local authority is now to write to both AmPost and the government on the issue. Councillor Noel Jordan says the current format AmPost is using to define an urban centre is too restrictive. He believes there are vast areas being excluded and that needs to be reviewed.
Their definition of a settlement is a cluster of houses with 500 people, and the rural parts of Donegal is scattered. It's not giving them the chance to appeal, but I'm just asking if they could widen that definition a bit, because there's a slight confusion. They need 500 people in an area to keep a post office open, where in my area, Dunkinelli, have come up with 668 in their area, and they're still closing the post office.
For weather now, windy this evening with moderate to fresh and gusty, mainly southerly winds. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle also, with lowest temperatures tonight of 10 to 11 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil he will not become involved in deciding where new acute beds will be allocated in the hospital service. In the Dáil this afternoon, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue highlighted the number of times Letterkenny University Hospital has been among the most overcrowded in the country. Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing for information regarding the whereabouts of Rhonda O'Loughlin. The 34-year-old was last seen on Sunday last at Bridgetown in Lahey. Further strike action is planned for next week at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gaydor. SIPTU workers at RAP say they will engage in further strike action following yesterday's 16-hour work stoppage if the company fails to enter into discussions with them. And the Housing Minister has come under further pressure as he is being blamed for a lack of progress on social housing in Donegal. It's been revealed that in the county there are currently 3,837 people on the social housing waiting list, with 650 of those affected by MICA. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 25th of September. The death has occurred of Cathal Duffy, Ahadocli, Port Salon, Fanad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Massmount, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Haematology and Oncology Wards, Letterkenny University Hospital, and the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Charles Long, Glasselts, Carndonna. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Samuel Sammy Key, 33 Liskey Road, Strabane. Funeral tomorrow at his late home with service at 1:30, followed by interment in Ernie Cemetery. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice.